Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you today?
I just got this shipment in. They're supposed to replace the D5, the D4. I know I was supposed to send an email over to the customer service, but you might want to get your hold of your warehouse manager and seriously tell them to start kicking some butts down there.
May I have your name and address?
Joshua Sandoval, 2325 Clark Avenue, Parsons, Kansas.
Okay, and you said which account are you calling in regards to?
It's for the Star Trek official Starship collection.
Would you happen to have that account number?
Let's see here. The customer number 2650401205 01.
Hold on 1 second. Start over for me.
You want me to reread it again?
Correct.
2650401205 01.
All right. I'm waiting for the detail to generate. Thank you for this information. Repeat your concern. You said that you received a reship. Is it damaged or are you requesting a reship?
It was supposed to be for the D4. And the warehouse sent the Discovery vertebrae.
Okay, I need a little bit more information. So this is from your most recent shipment?
Yeah. The warehouse sent that reshipment, and this time they sent the Discovery bird prey instead of the D4 bird prey.
Okay.
So I didn't know if you want me to send this back along with the other one.
No, I'm going to say delivered but not received. Oh, wait, wrong item received, actually. And then you also will need the magazine or just the part?
Just the model itself, because now I got like two D4 magazines now, too. So.
Okay. Now, this is going to take a moment, but once I return, you stated that you received the bird of prey from the Discovery and not the D4, correct?
Yeah.
All right, one moment.
So I didn't know if you want me to send the Discovery bird of prey back along with the last one back or not too, because I hate to see you guys lose money over this.
Honestly, you can dispose of it as you please, because if you were to return it, which you perfectly can, you're just gonna have to pay for it. So it's that's why we advise you to keep the shipment and dispose of it as you please.
Okay, because like I said, I hate to see you guys lose money over this.
Okay, I'm going to notate your account. Your next billing day, hold on. It's supposed to be on tomorrow. However, it says Star Trek Enterprise E Plaxic is out of stock, which may cause a delay. But if that's a free gift, sometimes what the system will do is just insert an IOU, and when it's available, ship it out to you on its own.
Okay. How much is that going to be? Because I might have to put some more money in my account to cover that.
Have you been receiving two ships this entire time?
Yeah.
Well, all right, so based upon...
I've been getting the special issues the last couple of times, so...
Now, it may not show me because the item is out of stock. However... prior to this, you were being billed $46 and 80 cents.
No, okay.
For two. And then plus the dollar premium surcharge and the $4.90 shipping and handling.
No, okay. I'll try to make sure the money's in there so you guys can be able to get to it.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Also, I did sign up for the DeLorean, the GTR, and the Eleanor yesterday. It came to set it up to where it's like one of them a week.
So just to confirm, with the other three subscriptions that you just mentioned, since you just started yesterday, after that first shipment goes out, you're requesting that you want to be billed once a week for all three, and all of them will be receiving four issues.
Well, each one, like the next shipment, get charged for one of them. The following week be the other, and the week after that, the other one.
But as far as the quantity, how many are you wanting to receive? Because it's automatically going to set it for four. So if you want one, well,
the quantity of four of them, but each one would be a week in itself.
Okay.
For instance, 1 week would be the quantity of four for the Eleanor. The week after that would be like the DeLorean. The week after that, like the GTR.
Your Nissan GTR is not going to let me do that because there's a pending item, a pending issue. I will go ahead and set the quantity for one automatically. I'm sorry, shipment frequency one for one a week. And then moving on to your DeLorean, with the first one you mentioned, that'll be on the 14th. With the DeLorean, it'll be, if there's not an issue, which there isn't, that'll be the 21st.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm just going in and notating these accounts. So for your Mustang, Eleanor, you're scheduled for the 14th, DeLorean the 21st.
And the other one would be the Eleanor. Or either the Eleanor or the GTR, one or two.
Correct. The other one is still pending, so that's going to, the frequency would be one, but it's not going to allow me to set an exact date until after the first shipment goes out.
The back orders up on it.
Correct.
No, okay. That'll be fine.
Anything else I can assist you with?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
Me too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.